Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Forming alliances in video games is normally a dangerous exercise. For every genuinely benevolent soul who gives their all to help you on your quest, there seems to be a turncoat among the crowd. You know their game, and it's only a matter of when these half-assed charlatans are gonna play their traitor card. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game characters you knew were evil from the start. Number 10, Rosh Pennin, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy. In the opening cinematic of Jedi Academy, your first impression of Rosh Pennin will probably be that he's just the annoying hyperactive sidekick to your stoic-created character. Now, that's not entirely false, but at the same time, it's this precise dynamic that clues you in to just where his path is headed. The early levels of the game, particularly the tutorial gauntlet at the beginning, tell you that Rosh is a pretty hot-headed and overconfident guy. In the Star Wars universe, that combination's usually damning right away, but you may still want to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. Then, later, when he explicitly acts jealous of your character Jaden and believes Kyle Katarn is holding him back, that suspicion you had of him is now all but confirmed. Ultimately, Rosh is seduced by the dark side and becomes an apprentice Sith Lord. Jaden must confront him and either bring him back to the light or end him and go down their own path of evil. Whatever you choose, Rosh's downward spiral was pretty darn inevitable from the outset. Clearly, he could have done with some brushing up on Yoda's anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering speech. Number 9, Colorus, Pokemon Black and White 2. Oh look, you may have said at the time of Pokemon Black and White 2's release trailer, a straight-laced scientist character with an eccentric hairdo. Guess we know where this is heading. Needless to say, this was one prediction that did not warrant a medal. Much like Cynthia in Diamond and Pearl, the player runs into Colorus a number of times throughout Black and White 2. The game seems to present him as some random oddball who occasionally helps you out in a pinch. But you know better. You know the rule of anime. The guy with the weirdest hair is always the bad guy. And what a surprise, that's exactly what he is. Granted, his views are somewhat grayer than Team Plasma's previous leader, Getsis, but at the end of the day, his search for knowledge still results in him getting up to no good. And what kind of budding Pokemon master would you be if you let him get away with it? Also, what kind of name is Colrus? Even for anime, that's gotta raise a few eyebrows. Number 8, Adria, Diablo 3. Of the returning series characters in Diablo 3, Adria the Witch was probably one of the least expected. The first game sees her merely as a vendor on the outskirts of Tristram, the staves and mana potions she offers making her invaluable to the sorcerer class. That said, she's rather a curious sort, and certainly seems to have some morally questionable practices going on. Only in Diablo 3 does Adria return as a fully fledged NPC, and it's here that you notice something kind of off about her straight away. She's incredibly cold towards her daughter Leah for starters, caring much more for the Black Soulstone you recover. In a not-so-unexpected twist, Adria betrays your group, forcing Leah to become Diablo's vessel and killing her in the process. It turns out that Leah was the daughter of Adria and Diablo, and Adria was formerly a member of a coven who yearned for power within the Burning Hells. Basically, she was never a good character, even as far back as Diablo 1, so you were right to have your doubts about her. Number 7, Newton, Little Big Planet 3. Ever get the sense that a helpful character in a video game is being a little too helpful? This is definitely the case with Newton, who, at first, looks to be the deuteragonist of 2014's Little Big Planet 3. He tells you of a plan to unleash three titans on the world of Bunkum, which must be stopped before it can come to fruition. Convenient, though, that he seems to bugger off whenever you have to do something important, isn't it? At the end of the tutorial act, Newton reveals himself to be the mastermind behind the whole thing, which is shown by the electricity inside his lightbulb head stretching into an evil purple smile. As if it wasn't unsettling enough already. Your mission from that point on, therefore, is to stop stop him before his own naivety can be the downfall of the whole world. Even from the start, this twist is pretty well telegraphed. Why would someone act so loyal and amicable to you if they weren't trying to manipulate you? Or maybe I'm just confusing that with real life. Plus, let's be honest, you don't cast Hugh Laurie to play the third wheel sidekick, now do you? Number 6. Martin Lee, Mr. Negative, Marvel's Spider-Man. If you're fortunate enough to have a working pair of eyes, then just watching a trailer for Marvel's Spider-Man before release should have given this ridiculous plot twist away. As cool as it is, a simple palette swap ain't much of a disguise. Martin Lee is the head of Feast, a program that offers food and shelter for the homeless people of Manhattan. He has countless awards framed all over his office, and everyone thinks the world of him, none more so than Peter Parker. Any of this strike you as a little too good to be true? Well, it should, because Lee is actually Mr. Negative, the leader of the terrorist group known as the Demons. Due to an experiment conducted by Norman Osborn and Otto Octavius in his childhood, he has the ability to wield negative energy, which causes him to appear photo-negative. It's really only a revelation to Peter, because if the trailer didn't give it away, then Martin Lee's blatant overblown perfection was sure to in our eyes. Number 5. The Loyalists, Dishonored. You can count on one hand the number of people who can genuinely be trusted in the Dishonored series. It wouldn't be called Dishonored for nothing, after all. So then, after Corvo Etano is framed for the Empress's murder and locked in Coldridge Prison, it's awfully strange that a random group of people he's never met would come to his aid. These people call themselves the Loyalists and spring Corvo from jail so that the corrupt powers that be can be disposed of, and the Empress's daughter Emily Caldwin restored to her rightful place on the throne. The trio of men are practically your only friends in this world, so you undoubtedly feel you have no choice but to trust them. However, the more you carry out their work, the more they begin to worry that the consequences will catch up to them. And so they kidnap Emily and attempt to poison Corvo. From the moment you meet them, these characters give off really bad vibes. There's Admiral Havelock, a battle-hardened former naval officer, Lord Pendleton, a slimy sycophantic snob, and Overseer Martin, who's literally part of a sect of religious zealots. Makes sense now you spell it out, doesn't it? Number 4. Dana Lagin, Dead Space 2. A bustling settlement on Titan is overrun by necromorphs, and Isaac Clarke, as always, finds himself right in the middle of it. Suddenly, a female voice sounds out over his comm system and essentially acts as your guide from that point on. Stop me if this sounds familiar. Yes, Dana Lagin is quite unsubtly Dead Space 2's version of Kendra Daniels, an EarthGov agent sent to retrieve the marker by any means necessary, including leaving Isaac for dead on the USG Ishimura. This time around, Dana is a unitologist, and lures Isaac to her so the cult can exploit his knowledge of the markers. The thing is, because a betrayal by a trusted female character already happened in Dead Space 1, Dana cannot possibly be let off the hook so easily. The beats thereafter are completely expected, and so when they do actually play out, it's really anything but surprising. It's a shame, really, as the developers could have used this character to play with our expectations a little better. But no, she's evil, and we all knew she would be. Number 3. Jonathan Irons, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. So, Kevin Spacey was the bad guy all along. There's an irony in there somewhere. As soon as Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was announced, shots of the smarmy businessman, Jonathan Irons, were all over the game's trailers. Even that was probably enough to get most players' suspicions up. Assuming that wasn't the case, however, there's still plenty of early red flags that suggest Irons isn't the kindly, grieving entrepreneur he makes out to be. His character fits quite nicely into that tried and tested archetype of the power-hungry millionaire, as even before you learn of his goal to take over the world, his company, the Atlas Corporation, has quite the array of destructive tools at its disposal, and he's anything but shy about showing them off. Then, unfortunately, the character also suffers from the Murder, She Wrote problem, i.e. the celebrity guest star is always the big bad. Even without playing the game, that was a prediction you could have quite safely made. Sad but true. Number 2. Captain Quark, Ratchet & Clank. To an extent, you can forgive a fairly predictable plot twist in a game with an already less than serious tone, but even then, it's pretty staggering just how little this character seems to commit to his initial charade. Ratchet, an unfulfilled mechanic on the planet Velden, dreams of being like his idol, Captain Quark, who's renowned as a great hero all across the galaxy. Quark very much enjoys his fame and makes frequent TV appearances that vastly outnumber his actual heroic deeds. When Ratchet and Clank enlist his help to defeat Chairman Drek, the superhero celebrity seems cooperative at first, but then betrays the duo, revealing himself to be working for Drek the whole time as the public face of his evil plan. It's immediately obvious that wealth and public image are the only things that matter to Quark. If you didn't catch on to the fact that he would eventually sell out his allies for a chance at more fame, you must have been playing the game in your sleep. In a way, Captain Quark can even be seen as the Ratchet series' main antagonist. After all, a galaxy so bent on capitalism does love its cash cows. Number 1. Seymour, Final Fantasy X. I mean, come on, does it even need saying? The character of Seymour Guado is met fairly early in Final Fantasy X. He's a maester of the Yevon religion, which ends up being the main source of evil within the game. But that's surely not the first sign you picked up on here. Firstly, look at his getup. What's with the whole tattooed open coat look? Not something your average holy man would go around wearing. And the hair! The rule of anime could not be more obviously stated here. If even his do defies the laws of physics, how much damage is he able to do in battle? Well, you find out soon enough as he assists you in the fight against Sinspawn Gui. And the attack power he has compared to your entire party makes you feel about the size of a garden pea. Not long after, his evilness fully comes to light, and you'll be forced to fight him 3 times, each time as an increasingly warped boss. There are a fair few major antagonists in Final Fantasy X, but only one of them tries hard to get on your good side, and fails even harder. And that's Maester Seymour.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.